They were in full armour, enamel steel from helm to heel, long pale cloaks over their shoulders, shining white shields strapped to their left arms. Cersei Lannister and her two younger children stood behind Sir Boros and Sir Merrin. The Queen wore a gown of sea-green silk, trimmed with Moorish lace, as pale as foam. On her finger was a golden ring with an emerald the size of a pigeon's egg, on her head a matching tiara. Above them, Prince Joffrey sat amongst the barbs and spikes in a cloth of gold doublet and a red satin cape. Sandor Clegane was stationed at the foot of the throne's steep, narrow stair. He wore mail and soot-grey plate and his snarling dog's head helm. Behind the throne, 20 Lannister guardsmen waited, with long swords hanging from their belts. Crimson cloaks draped their shoulders, and steel lions crested their helms. But Littlefinger had kept his promise. All along the walls, in front of Robert's tapestries, were their scenes of hunt and battle. The gold-cloaked ranks of the city watch stood stiffly to attention, each man's hand clasped around the haft of an 8-foot-long spear tipped in black iron. They outnumbered the Lannisters 5-1. Ned's leg was a blaze of pain by the time he stopped. He kept a hand on Littlefinger's shoulder to help support his weight.